one of the biggest environmental DNA studies of its kind, it's been suggested that the Loch Ness Monster might be a large eel. Game of Thrones, Love Island, Boris Johnson, and now this. It's just been one epic disappointment after another, really, hasn't it?
Let us call this meeting of the mythical creatures of Great Britain to order. I, the Highgate Vampire, am chairing with the Beast of Bodmin taking minutes. Also in attendance, the Welsh Dragon and the Loch Ness Monster.
Poor old Nessie, how you feeling, maid?
Well, I have to say, I didn't feel great. I'd hoped the day would never come when they'd find out the truth about me.
Must be terrible. I can't even imagine how I'd feel if the people of Wales ever found out I was just a big moth.
There were people believing I was a plesiosaur. A plesiosaur! Oh, I'd make a great plesiosaur.
Reckon you're right there, you do a proper job of that.
Oh, Nessie, come here, carry out.
Don't you worry, maid. We've all got our secrets. In reality, I'm naught but a King Charles Spaniel.
Yes, and I'm just a tripping hippie. I've been mashed up my lampshade since 1969.
Aye, well, that beats being a slippery sea worm who's written legendary checks they can't cash.
Now, that's quite enough of that sort of talk. Who cares what evidence they've found? We are whatever we believe ourselves to be. Perhaps we ought to do some affirmations. I will go first. I am a vampire.
All right. I am a dragon with fiery breath and really lush wings.
I am a beastly big bloody beastie beast.
And I am the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, you are. Now let us all take a deep breath and really try to absorb those beliefs. Now, doesn't that feel better, Nessie?
It feels... I'm sorry, but how can I ever rear my head in public again now they know I'm a giant eel?
Do you know how many times I've been dismissed as a common house cat? I don't pay it no mind. I just go out and maul some livestock.
Sounds like a lot of work, luring livestock into the lock. You got any ideas, Dewey?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I've spent most of the past few centuries hiding under a hill.
Be that as it may, you are still beloved. As are you, Nessie. Mark my words, your loyal fans won't believe a word of it.
Aye. You're right. I am beloved. From the banks of my loch to the farthest flung corners of the earth. People hear the name Nessie and grin.
Of course they do!
I've been named the most famous Scot, inspired dozens of films, and there was once a 20,000 reward offered for anyone who could find me.
They love you!
2 million people visit my walk each year, each hoping for a glimpse of me. I've even got my own personal Buddhist monk.
You are a superstar!
How could I have been so blind? My people deserve, nay, demand the truth. It's time I let them love me for who and what I really am.
No, I wouldn't do that. Eels are disgustingly ugly.
Yeah, pretty yucky.